Hey everybody, welcome to Girl Gone for Will again. I'm your host, Michelle Jackson, and today I am excited to share episode number two of a mini podcast series that I'm doing called The Foundation. The Foundation is basically a series of seven podcast episodes addressing different aspects of putting together, crafting that fantastic 2018. Similar to building a house, my thoughts were as you put your goals and think about your dreams and just kind of think about the year you want to create, it's important to set a foundation, like to really make sure that everything is solid before you move forward. With that in mind, I decided to create this series. Make sure you check out episode number one, which was how to set goals. I will include a link to that show in the show notes. So if you go to MichelleIsMoneyHungry.com/goals, you'll be connected to that episode. But if you just hit MichelleIsMoneyHungry.com, you will see the different episodes as they go live. The other episodes in the Foundation series include the following: creating the best vision board for your year, which will be tomorrow, setting financial goals you can achieve, the importance of creating a money manifesto. Yes, I'm really extra. I did that. And it's been a very, very empowering thing. Picking the right conference to move yourself forward. There's an art to it. And why networking has to be on your to-do list. Not enough people really think about networking, but I'm going to really hopefully get people to focus on networking as a key component to growing their best lives. Why a word for the year? Like, why would I want to do this? Isn't it kind of hokey, a little woo-woo? And I'm going to say no, actually. And I say that as a hokey woo-woo person. To be said about spending the time to think about the way things may not have worked, maybe did work out and you're pleased with it, you want to continue forward with that kind of energy, or maybe you want to end a certain kind of energy, and a word encapsulates that mood that you want. When you think of picking your word, there are a couple things to keep in mind. That word can act as a rallying cry in your life. So a word like onward is an example of that. Your word of the year could be a result that you're working towards, or it could be an area of focus like positivity. Your word of the year could also be something that you want to add to your life, or potentially something you'd like to remove from your life, like toxicity or something kind of icky and negative. When you finally pick your word, you're going to have to start doing some things to kind of create energy behind that word. Some of examples of that would be you could create a password with your word of the year. Now, obviously, if you do this, it's a super complicated password with capital letters, numbers, other kinds of things to make it really hard to break your password, and you aren't telling people what your word of the year is. So clearly, if you choose this option, no one should know what your word of the year is. You could put your word of the year on a t-shirt, hat, jewelry. You could even post it on Facebook or Twitter or create a hashtag. And each time you share that hashtag, the idea of that word is kind of brought back into light and put into your mind. Schedule reminders and updates in your planner, in Google Drive, wherever it is that you go to check on your progress. Put reminders in those areas so that you can see if you are achieving what you would like to achieve with your word of the year. Become a part of a community focused on the same outcome. So a better chance of achieving your goal if you're around like-minded people. Be really mindful about doing that. Join Facebook groups, meetup groups, professional organizations, things like that, where people are in alignment with what you're trying to do. Some common words that people consider picking as their word for the year, and I'm going to just read a few, but in the actual podcast show notes, there's a ton of them: courage, hustle, commitment, integrity, passion, live. So those give you an idea of the types of words that people traditionally may consider picking. Your word of the year will basically be a mirror of the life that you want. My word of the year is abundance. It wasn't too hard for me to decide on that word. And I read a book, which I will keep mentioning throughout the course of this series, called Overcoming Under-Earning by Barbara Stanny. And basically, one of the things I noticed was I continuously sabotaged myself when it came to earning more. I felt like I was dealing with a lack mentality, even though in my heart, I don't think I think this way, but there's something wasn't right. So abundance is the word of the year. And every time I do something, I want to do it from a position of abundance. I do not want to think of lack as an issue. And so I will no longer be holding on to the idea of lack. So you will see me referring to abundance quite often if you are following me on social media or on live streams when I start live streaming, because I'm about to start a live stream challenge. So anyway, this episode is fairly short, but I hope it will have you considering creating a word of the year. It's a simple little thing to do that couples very nicely with a vision board. So tomorrow we're going to be talking about vision boards. We're going to get a little woo-woo, a little meta, but I can't even tell you how much I love vision boards. I'm obsessed. I love them. I love vision boards. Every year I do one and it shocks me how much comes together. I've already put together my vision board for 2018. I actually spent quite a lot of time at the end of 2017 looking at the board, wondering what worked, what didn't work, and we'll talk at length tomorrow about that. If you would like to be a part of a community of people who are changing their lives through abundance thinking, collaboration versus competition, blogging, podcasting, vlogging, all the creativepreneur kind of stuff that's out there to make money, paying off debt, all the things, please do join the Unapologetically Money Hungry Facebook group. It's a closed group that I will be kicking off again on Monday. I have a family thing going on this week, so it is not an ideal week to kick that off, but on Monday, I'm looking forward to getting that going again and really serving my community and helping people grow their dreams. I have the goal this year to help as many people as I possibly can pay off debt. I think the number I kind of thought about was 1,000 people. No, I'm not paying your debt off, but I would like to support, encourage, and just root for all of the people that are a part of that community working on that goal. I also want to help people become online entrepreneurs, because online entrepreneurship is something that could really provide an amazing life for many people. But there is a learning curve. It does take a little bit of time. And so it's good to start sooner rather than later with something like that. If you feel a little shy about the fact that you would like to earn more money, make sure you grab the Unapologetically Money Hungry Manifesto. It's a money manifesto. Yes, I actually created one. And the reason why I did was I wanted to stop feeling embarrassed about the fact that I wanted to earn more money. I didn't want it to feel dirty that I wanted to have more money in my life, i.e. abundance, and in addition to abundance of love, health, family, friends, that kind of thing. And so I created a money manifesto. Please grab yours. I will have a link in the show notes. If you have any questions, please email me at michelleismoneyhungry@gmail.com. Tomorrow's episode will be actually much more lengthy than today's. Today's was short and sweet, but we're going to get kind of deep with the vision board. So can't wait to talk to you tomorrow. Please let people know about this series and the Girl Gone Frugal podcast, which is an audio production of michelleismoneyhungry.com. So please do subscribe, let people know about the show. I want to grow this so that I can serve more people. Have a beautiful day and take care.